Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly.
Hey y'all, this is Kay, and I want to welcome you to episode 51 of the Homeschool Boldly podcast, brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. The magazine that makes you feel good, not guilty. In our magazine, I write a column called The Natural Learning Home. It's based on the idea that kids are designed by their creator to learn naturally, and we just need to tap into that to provide an effective education. This week, Ashley Wickers is joining me so that we can talk about the article I wrote for the winter issue. As some of you know, my nest is empty now, but Ashley, who was homeschooled herself, is now homeschooling her own children. So we thought it would be good to have a conversation about the five essential elements of a natural learning home. So we are going to be doing this over several different podcasts, and today we are going to talk to you about the first one, which is cultivate a safe place to learn and grow. All right, Ashley. Tell me a little bit about growing up as a homeschool student and how that environment affected you.
Hi, Kay. Well, you know, for me, it was such a lovely place to develop in because it wasn't about performance. It wasn't about fitting into a box. It was about being who God made me to be. So I love this point that you're making, that really this is what we're trying to instill in our kids, that they have a place to belong already. They don't have to fit themselves or form themselves into something in order to belong, which is what we are to the Lord, right? Because He made us, He created us, He made us fearfully and wonderfully. And so we are already something wonderful to Him. And when our kids grow up in an environment where they're already something wonderful to us, that we're not trying to change them. And well, I mean, sure, we're trying to teach them and coach them and teach their character, right? But from a place of already belonging to us and already being something that we value and treasure and love, it's a totally different experience.
It's a totally different experience. And I think what you said there, you know, change them and then you stopped yourself. I think that's because ultimately we don't want to change our kids. We want them to be exactly who they are, but we want to help them mature in it and, you know, to reach the potential that God has for them. And I think that's why this first element is so important, because a safe place is a place that kids don't have to worry about making mistakes. They don't have to worry about getting messy. Everything isn't like, well, it has to be perfect to be done. And so since you have little ones, have you had to let go of anything to allow them to be themselves at times, even if you want to, like, do you ever want to take control and make it neater and better? Like I did. I have a friend who is incredible about hands off and letting the kids really dig in. But I have this weird perfectionist side, which doesn't always fit with my messy house. But like when it came to work like that, like for some reason, I wanted to avoid the mess when my kids were little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you're sitting there thinking, okay, I'm going to have to clean that up. I'm going to have to clean that up. But, you know, the truth is, I think as a parent, we can make spaces for things to be messy because we know that kids need that for their development. So for me, it's our porch outside. And I know, okay, on this table out here, we can do the Play-Doh and we can do watercolor and we can do things that I know it's going to be messy, but I know it's worth it for them. And we don't do it every single day. I don't think we have to force ourselves to do all those creative things and messy things that might kind of make us a little crazy. We don't have to do it all the time. We just have to find those moments where we're knowing, okay, this is important. I need to make time for this as I'm able.
And sometimes we get to thinking of messy with just crafts. And that is a big thing because, you know, especially young learners, they need to get their hands in things and have that sensory play, paint and sculpt with clay, things like that. But There's also a different kind of messy as our kids are learning. It's like imperfect handwriting, mistakes. Often with language arts was kind of more my thing. I had to like try to make myself not correct everything at once and back off and go, okay, we're just going to focus on this one thing. So what is one piece of advice you'd give a young mom about that messy side of learning and creating a safe environment for their kids?
I'm learning this myself with Lincoln because he's 8 now. And so there seems to be this thing inside of me rising up where I'm like, okay, we need to be doing this now. And we need to be doing this like you're 8. But I'm realizing and really having to refresh myself in the fact that the most important thing is that he enjoys learning and that he's confident that he is capable. Because if our kids lose that sense of confidence and joy in learning, then we've really lost something much more valuable than whatever result we think we need to be having. So if I keep that in mind and I really put on the brakes when I want to correct everything and when I want to push him to do certain things, and I remember, no, that's not what's most important here. What's most important is our relationship and his joy and love of learning.
That just so perfectly sums it up, because kids feel secure where they are accepted for who they are and not forced to be working beyond their abilities or pushed beyond what they are capable of doing. You know, it's that fine line of giving expectations that they can rise to and yet not making them feel like they are a failure if they're not doing something the way we want it done right at that moment. I think, you know, it's a constant balance, but you hit it on the head when you said, I got to remember that it's about my relationship. And that's actually going to be the second part of this essential elements of a natural learning home. And so we will talk about that again. I'm excited about the series because I want us to be really practical about knowing what we can do and what we can't do and setting up an environment, like not having such high expectations all the time. I think I put it this way. Sometimes we think of ourselves as moms, and then now I'm teacher, and now I'm wife, and now I've got to take care of the household. And it's almost like we see ourselves in all these different roles and we think we have to be all these different people. But really, with our kids, we're mom. We're not mom and teacher. That's what we need to put up front is, hey, I love you. And part of being mom is teaching you. Oh, I think that really changes our perspective. So we will focus in on relationship next time we get together.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you. Now go and homeschool boldly. Remember, you've got this. He's got you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.